Welcome to Wrestling the Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how to improve our quality of sleep to grow our business and improve your health and wellness. I am Donetta D. Mooring, certified sleep science coach, certified holistic life coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity News, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Calvin Johnson, dating coach, relationship coach, and a speaker. Welcome, and I thank you for your time and expertise.
All right. I'm glad to be here. I'm excited about the conversation. Thank you so much for having me.
I am too. So I'm going to get right to the questions. Now, the first one is, what led you down the path of becoming a dating and relationship coach from a man perspective?
Yes. So you just want to get right to it.
Yes, I do.
All right. So, you know, just seeing men and their relationships over the years, you know, I just observed how they went, you know, growing up in a household with, I come from a pastor's household. And, you know, my father treated my mother pretty well. But I noticed other men in my community, you know, they just didn't treat their women that well. And as I got older, I began to see more of it. And then I became it. You know, I became that guy who didn't necessarily treat the young ladies in the best way, you know. And so, interestingly enough, I went to school and got my degree in psych and began to do in-home counseling. And I started working with males, then men coming out of the system, men in the church, men in the fraternity, and I began to see patterns of how men, you know, acted and what men did. And in every one of their stories that fell, when their life fell apart, it had something to do with a woman. Now that's not a dig against the women. It was generally them, the men, who were kind of, you know, unable to speak about what was going on inside them or to articulate what they really wanted in a relationship. And I went through many of those same things. And so I started talking about these things and women started coming to me saying, okay, I need you to tell me what's going on with this guy. You talk to guys, you've been talking to guys for 17 years. Tell me what's wrong. Does this man love me? Does he love me? Does he want me? Am I attractive to him? Is he cheating? Like all these questions. And so I just started talking and began having shows and it just took off from there.
Wow. That's amazing. Now, where was you when I was divorced twice years ago? I mean, that you could have saved me a lot of grief and heartache.
Certainly could have.
But that's okay. I'm a stronger person because of it.
Yes, you are. I bet you are.
Yes. I always say, I'm not bitter, I'm better. So that's how I see myself. Yes.
you sound like the ladies who are my clients. I have a lot of, many of my clients are in the 45 to like 50-year-old ages, and they're some mostly, you know, divorced maybe twice and all of that. And the skills that I give them and the ideas and the concepts of how men think. They're like, where were you?
Right.
Why
yes,
are you just getting here?
Yes, precisely the point. But that's okay. You might have been there for us now, which you still, but others who come along the way too. So, but I'm really happy to hear that because that, and I have to admit, I never had male friends when I was in a relationship. And I think that was the worst thing because I never had a man's perspective. And I think I could have avoided so many things I wouldn't have stayed in it as long because I didn't have anybody to talk to. I really just kept things to myself and just dealt with it. So I think it's really important to have someone to talk to, even if it's a friend or a professional, but you need to, you know, and not someone who's going through something. That's not the person to talk to get help. Someone who can have a different perspective and a different point of view. So that's really great that you're doing it. It is definitely needed. And also that affects your job, your business. It affects your life. So I'm so happy to see that that's something that you're doing.
Yes, it definitely does. And, you know, now I'll have to jump in and caution you about mm-hmm. the male friends, because some of these guys are like Joey and those guys on the show Friends. You remember the TV show? I'll be
right.
there for you.
Right.
They'll hang around hoping for an opportunity.
And that's, I'm glad you said it. That's the reason why I didn't have male friends, because when I was really young, every time I seen have a male friend, they always wanted, I really like you. So after a while, I was like, I just can't have any male friends. So
yes.
That was the reason why I didn't. So I do understand saying that. So thank you for sharing that. Yes.
Some of these male friends are hanging around waiting for benefits.
Right. Okay. Now the next question is, why is your focus on helping smart, successful, centered women find high quality, high value men for dating, relationships, and love? Why? Just why?
Why?
Since
it isn't obvious, the need is out here. But, you know, I remember growing up, there was a lady by the name of Sister Martha, right? Now, Sister mm-hmm. Martha was a powerful lady. She was strong. She was intelligent. You know, she held it down, but she was married to this drunk, and this guy was terrible, and he was, you know, coming all times of the night, and she, you know, she'd always be upset, and I used to wonder, why is it? How could such an intelligent woman, strong woman, a praying woman, she was just clicking on all cylinders, except for when it came to this man. So every time her testimony was it came up, it was, y'all pray for my husband. Y'all mm-hmm. pray for my husband. And we already knew, oh boy, mm-hmm. a jackal's at it again.
Right.
and so I kept seeing that. And you know, really, when I began to have these conversations and I created the brand here in Atlanta, I just saw such a powerful so many powerful women, especially in Atlanta, right? So many mm-hmm. smart, intelligent, like they got their degrees, they got the cars, they got the house, they got the everything, but there's the one thing that they desire to have that they just can't seem to find. And that is a man who will give them what it is that they want. Mm-hmm. Now they can find a man. They can find, Pookie and Ray Ray, they can find them.
Right.
But Pookie and Ray Ray don't make good husbands.
They
don't make good fathers because they don't stick around mm-hmm. and because they got five other women.
Right.
You know? Right. And so you know, it became obvious to me, like, I feel like if you've got something to share, if you've got a background in something, that can actually help somebody to find what it is that they're looking for, you almost it should be a mandate upon you to share that and to help people in the hurting place where they are. So this is why I do what I do.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for that. Now the next question is, how do you help men discover their purpose, power, and potential in life, love, and legacy?
Yes. And so, I do work with men. I still work with men in discovering their purpose, power, and potential in life, love, and legacy. In that, many men were never actually taught manhood. Many mm-hmm. men grew up at a time, especially a lot of the guys who are out here now, they grew up at a time, they were maybe raised, especially if you grew up in the 90s and the 80s, 80s and the 90s were the time where grandmas did a lot of raising of the kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, because of the drug epidemic. Some of these guys didn't even have mama because she was cracked out, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, what do you do if you didn't have a good foundation on your own masculinity? You just go with the tide and you go with what everybody else is doing. Until you get out here and you realize none of that is working. None of that's working, right? And so I talked to the guys about their purpose and their power. Like, many men don't understand how powerful they are. look, you are a, this is what I tell the guys. You are a man. Can you imagine how beautiful that is? You mm-hmm. are the highest, strongest species on Earth, the physically the strongest species living on Earth. Like strong in mind, you're strong in body. Even if you call, if you say women are the prize, guess who gets to choose the prize?
Mm-hmm. Right, yes.
So I talked to men about, and you can't imagine how many men have low self-esteem, like low self-worth. They don't go for what it is they want because they don't believe that they are worthy of what it is that they desire. So they'll stand there. This is the reason, and listen, this is for some ladies, right? This is the reason why that guy sees you at the gym, you're on the treadmill, and he's on the elliptical, and he just stands there and stares. He's going through a whole thing in his mind. Is she married? Is she probably has a boyfriend. Should I go over there? What if she shoots me down? Like all of these low-level thinking things. So I teach men to be a lion. Lions do not wait for the zebra to come and lay down in front of him. The lion goes after what it is that he wants. And if he'll go after you, he'll go after the job. He'll go after the house. He'll go after the car. He'll go after the raise in his position at work. And he'll go after his real, real life. So get a lion.
Thank you for that. Okay, all right. Thanks for listening to Wrestling the Revenue Podcast. We're going to take a quick break.
Hi, this is Tracy Horton. I'm the new host for Take My Life to 10 podcast. I'm excited to provide you with actionable content that is going to transform your life and your career. So buckle up and get ready for the ride every Friday at 7 p.m. Be encouraged, be blessed, and be there.
This is Donetta D. Morin. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Morin, which is DonettaDMorin.com. Thank you for your support. I am Donetta D. Morin, Wrestling the Revenue Podcast, and we have a special guest, Calvin Johnson. I'm going to continue with the questions. My next question is, why do you create romantic mindfulness music?
Donetta, I have to tell you that you are the first person who has ever asked me this on a podcast or on the radio. So this is brand new content right here.
Okay, all right.
Just really, my background is in playing music, and I've played music for many years, but I was generally playing at church, right, and playing keyboards and all of that. And during the pandemic, I found, when they closed the church up, something that when we were little kids, they used to say, one day they're going to shut the church doors. And we were like, right. That's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, in 2020, it happened. And so I was, at home and I just thought, so many people are dealing with difficulty in their minds. like difficulty in their hearts. They don't know which way to go. They don't know how to feel. You know, when your unsinkable ship has gone down, you don't know what to do. You thought that you had the right career, and then they shut that down. And you thought you had the backup plan, and then the backup plan got shut down. Look, me personally, I lost 3 incomes in one day last March. Mm. Okay, so I understand, you know, I figured out that music is universal, right? I don't care if you're in India or you're in China, you're in Africa, you're in Asia, you're in Australia, B flat is still B flat. Mm-hmm. It's the same B flat. So I can speak to your heart with my music. I can uplift your mood with this gift in these fingers. And so I just started playing. I started learning romantic songs. I started learning mindfulness music and just creating like beautiful music. And I started hopping on Facebook Live at nighttime. It'd be like 1 o'clock in the morning, can't sleep. So I go downstairs in my studio and start playing and turn the camera on. And people started saying, it was like, wow, like I didn't even know I needed that, but I feel better. I feel like I can just sleep. For whatever reason, my music makes people sleepy. It makes them feel calm and relaxed, and they can really just kind of slip away in their mind and in their worries. And so I love it. I love it. I do it as often as I can. And I wish that I was in front of my keyboard right now. I would definitely turn it on. Listen, I would have been playing before I finished this story.
I know. But that's okay. At the end, if people can reach out to you. So that's not a problem. But that's great. Thank you for that. Yeah, but I found it really interesting. I know when we had spoken and you shared that with me, I was like, oh, that's, I like that. So thank you so much for that.
Absolutely.
Okay, now the other question is, we spoke a couple of months ago. And we talked about stuttering. Do you believe that getting proper sleep can improve your speaking, especially while you are dating?
Oh, wow. What a question. Well, I can tell you this. You know, I was born with a speech impediment. And now that I'm saying it, I can't get the word out.
Oh, but that's okay. But, the same for me too.
Yeah, I was born with a speech impediment, and I went to a place called Children's Seashore House in New Jersey, and a speech pathologist worked with me, and I mean, my speech was bad. But you know, who would have known that the kid who said, and my mother was like, "Oh, you want some milk, baby?" You know, and everybody around was like, how did you know he said that? Like, you know, how, you know, amazingly, that kid becomes a speaker.
Right.
That,
yeah.
That boy becomes an author and becomes a love coach, and who can speak and articulate and could touch the hearts of people. So so I say, listen, you can't perform well if you're tired,
yeah.
If you're sleepy, if you're under rested, you know, you just can't perform at your best. You can't be confident if you don't feel well in your body, and your body definitely needs sleep. So, you know, get what you need, get the sleep you need. And I'm preaching to myself.
Oh, but that's okay. We all have to preach ourselves. Even for me, but see, the thing about it is I'm a lot more mindful and I know what to do. So if by chance I don't get enough sleep one particular night, I know what to do the next night. So that way it doesn't go on day after day, week after week. And before you know it, you know, all these illnesses, preventative illnesses come up. And so, you know, so it's you know, as they say, we're nipping in the bud. And I actually do believe that you know, you have to, don't allow it to become a habit, you know, I don't get any sleep. Well, why don't you? And it's like, what are you going to do about it? You have to take steps. And I always say it's 21 days to create a new habit and a break one too. So I think that's important, you know, to do something like that, to start thinking. And I always tell people to respect sleep and make sleep a priority. So those are the two things I drill in. And once, and I have so many people I talk to, and I have clients who they say, I'm in their head now. When I talk to them, it's like, now every time when I don't get enough sleep, I think about you, that you say this. And now they start thinking about it. So it's it's a process, and you never, ever, like, oh, I got this down pack. Not unless you're a person who can go to sleep at the drop of a pen, but even then, that doesn't mean you're getting quality rest. You know, you need to always improve, regardless of how well that you get sleep. So thank you for that. That's dope, and that's great. Now, the next question is, do you find it's important to get rest, self-care, and sleep before you enter the dating journey? So even before you, I know before it was while you was dating, but even before, you know, someone say, okay, well, I've been single for a while, I'm ready to get out there. So do you think it's important for people to really so that way that they don't look for that? And the whole purpose of me asking that question, because sometimes people, and my mother used to always say, happiness comes from within. I had no clue what she meant saying that when I was growing up until I became adult. So sometimes people would want to get into dating or relationship, looking for the other person to make them happy. So my point of it is, do you believe by getting proper rest and self-care and sleep before they even start the journey is important?
I definitely do. I definitely do. Yeah. I actually don't think that we talk enough about self-care. We talk a lot about, caring for others, be kind and do unto others and as you would have them do it to you and all those things. Right. But I don't think that we put enough emphasis on taking care of us and being whole as a person before you try to become whole with somebody else.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I got this thing, you're the sleep expert, but I'm the awake, the awake love expert, right?
Okay.
So check this out. I got something that I want to give to your audience, this gift that I want to give to your audience that is working with my clients and helping them to get the self-care and the love care that they need that's helping them to find love.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
Are you ready?
All right, here it is. So when you wake up in the morning, right, I like the idea of having, I've got candles next to the bed with the lighter right there. I wake up, my feet hit the floor, and I hit those candles, light those candles, and this is what I do. I do affirmations, right? But listen, I do self-love affirmations.
Oh.
All right? Check this out. Danada, I'll use my name. I'll wake up and be like, Kelvin is an amazing person. Kelvin is strong. Kelvin is confident. Kelvin is open to love. Love is looking for Kelvin. Kelvin will be found by love, and love will be found by Kelvin. Kelvin is confident. Kelvin is strong. Kelvin is just amazing, and everybody knows it. Okay, look. I have my eyes closed. I feel better already, right?
Oh, my goodness. I love that. That is so different because I never, to be honest, it's something as simple as lighting a candle in the morning. You normally hear it associated at night, but not in the morning.
Yeah.
I like that.
Donetta, listen.
Oh, my goodness.
I read somewhere that it said, in the beginning, there was light. So why not start your day with light?
Yes.
Right?
I like that.
And I'm telling you,
that definitely was a gift. Hmm.
Yes, and I'm telling you, those self-love affirmations, they work. There's something about when you hear your own name. Now, I believe in the I ams. I do believe in the I ams, right?
Right.
But if I whisper your name, right? your neck would turn all the way around if you just heard somebody whisper your name.
Right.
You respond
right.
to your own name. So
right.
use your own name in your affirmations and watch things change. Watch love.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. Once again, thank you for staying with Wrestling the Remedy Podcast. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m.
Thank you so much, Calvin, for this amazing information. I'm going to definitely use the candle in the morning. I like that a lot. So I'm going to do that. I do believe in manifesting, that I believe in affirmation, but I love that in the morning. So I appreciate that. I'm sure that our listeners. So we would love, love, love to support you and contact you. So if you can please share some information.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It has been my pleasure to be here. I've had a great time even in this conversation, and I hope someone has gotten something, some value from this. So
definitely,
you guys can reach out to me. You can check out my Instagram at Kelvin Troy Johnson, as well. I'm known everywhere as Love Coach Atlanta. I'm known as the Love Coach of Atlanta, and so I'm everywhere at Love Coach Atlanta. And I have a program called Finding the One. I do one-on-one coaching called Finding the One. My clients, we have one aim, right? And that is long-term love. Long-term love, we're talking about, look, my clients, our focus is on getting you either engaged or married in a year. I make this bold claim. We get people married in a year. Married or engaged in a year if you are absolutely ready. If you're not ready, don't come playing with me.
Right.
Don't come playing. Right? I'm only working with people who are serious. Yes, there is a cost for these services, right? Because the right person can change your life either way, for the good yes. or for the bad. And so, I'm that guy that's going to help you to find exactly what you're looking for, and that's finding love. So, send me a message on Instagram. You can jump in my Instagram at Love Coach Atlanta, and you can just let me know that you heard me on this show, and you're interested in the Finding the One one-on-one coaching program, and we'll talk from there.
Okay, great. To learn more about me, I can be reached at donatta10k.com, and that is donatta10k.com. That's where you will find my website, on my podcast episodes, services I offer on sleep, health, fitness, and wellness, including all my social media platforms, and so much more. Once again, donatta10k.com. Remember, sleep heals.